Alleluia! Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
You may be thinking, wait a minute, Pastor Anna, that's what we say on Easter. And you're right, but Easter was several weeks ago. Well, remember, in the church, it is still Easter. Because for us, Easter isn't a one-day celebration. We have a different calendar because we tell a different story. We get to tell the story of God's love for us and for all creation, and that through Christ's resurrection, all things, not just a few, all things are being made new. And so, yes, it's still Easter for us. We're still saying Alleluia. We still have our white paraments out. We're still singing Easter hymns, because for us in the church, Easter is not over. We are still celebrating that Christ rose from the dead, and that Christ will forever have victory over death. And part of what we're doing in these Sundays in Eastertide is trying to understand what the resurrection means for how we live our lives. And to help us do just that, in today's gospel lesson, we are transported back to the night of the Last Supper, to the meal during which Jesus would get up from the table and assume the role of a servant by washing the disciples' feet. Jesus was showing them and us, by example, what he meant when he said, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another." Interestingly enough, in this story in John's Gospel, the meal that Jesus shared with his disciples isn't the focus of the story. It's what happened during the meal, the foot washing. To give just a little bit of context, in ancient Mediterranean cultures, foot washing was commonplace. It was very ordinary. Not everyone in Jesus' day wore sandals, and even if they did, there weren't paved roads or sidewalks. And so, as you can imagine, people's feet would be incredibly dirty and dusty. And so when you arrived at someone's home, as an act of hospitality, the host would provide for you a basin of water for you to wash your feet with. If the host had a servant, they'd offer the servant to you to wash your feet. If not, you'd wash your own feet. Under no circumstance, never, ever, ever, was it appropriate for even the most hospitable host to wash their guests' feet. Never. Now back to the verses in John. When they were already in the middle of their meal, Jesus got up. He took off his outer robe, tied a towel around himself, poured water into a basin, and began to wash and dry the disciples' feet. Now, us modern day hearers, we think that this is a really lovely and touching story of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. But what was actually happening was that Jesus had assumed the garb and the position of a servant. And for his disciples, in that moment, Jesus washing their feet was absolutely absurd, and it was outrageously offensive. Jesus was showing complete disregard for the social and cultural conventions. The disciples would have been shocked, and they would have been very uncomfortable that Jesus was washing their feet like a servant. This striking gesture of hospitality was absolutely unheard of. Jesus had taken the way that things were supposed to be, and he had turned them upside down. This unthinkable, incomprehensible, offensive kind of love, this is the kind of love that Jesus calls his followers and calls us to imitate. Because after washing their feet, Jesus gave them a new commandment. The commandment to love wasn't new, but the new is the new understanding that Jesus gave them. You see, Jesus' love is a self-giving kind of love. It's a self-emptying kind of love. And it's a sacrificial kind of love. And just hours before his brutal death, he wanted to leave his disciples with a few last words about how they were to go on without him. And he told them to love others like he had loved them in washing their feet. Jesus is telling them and telling us that we are to love others with a kind of love that is incomprehensible, with a love that doesn't know limits or expectations, with a love that doesn't always meet social or cultural expectations, with a love that turns the world upside down. Now, too often, this passage, this commandment, is mistranslated or misinterpreted to be a bland personal platitude, something like, be kind to one another or serve others. But to be clear, the kind of love that Jesus is commanding his disciples and commanding us to imitate is the opposite of sweet and sentimental. It couldn't be farther away from being a warm, fuzzy, feel-good kind of love that's easy. Jesus commands his followers to love others with a kind of love that startles and surprises, with a love that is absurd and offensive, to radically love others in ways that aren't expected, to love in ways that turn our expectations and the expectations of others upside down, to love in ways that upset and offend others. I mean, if you think about it, if the way that Jesus loved others upset those around him and offended them and infuriated them, why should we think that our loving others wouldn't upset and anger others as well? I mean, we see this happening in the Acts passage that Debbie read for us. Peter had visited the Gentiles, he had eaten with them, and it upset and offended some people. Right? Gentiles were outsiders. You weren't supposed to associate with them. They were the people you were supposed to ignore or at least avoid. They were certainly not the kind of people that you would go to visit on purpose, and certainly would you not eat with them. But a voice from heaven told Peter, "Don't call profane what God has made clean." Which, by the way, is all things and all people, right? For God so loved the world, the cosmos, which means everything that God ever created. God so loved everything that God ever created that God sent Jesus to redeem it. Or from Colossians, God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus and through him reconcile to God all things, whether on earth or things in heaven. And so Peter says, and I love this, who am I to stand in God's way? Been thinking a lot about that this week, brothers and sisters. How often do we as Christians, which is another way of saying followers of Jesus, how often do we stand in God's way by not loving others as Jesus loved his disciples and us? How often do we stand in God's way by taking the authority upon ourselves to decide who is worthy of God's love and who isn't? Who are we to stand in God's way by putting any kind of boundary or parameter around God's inexhaustible love? You see, the gospel isn't going to be received as good news by everyone, right? Blessed are the poor. There are over 2,000 verses in the Bible declaring God's love for the poor and God's call to give to the poor. But this isn't good news to the rich or to the greedy. It's not good news to those who want to keep what they have for themselves or to those who benefit from the oppression of the poor. God's love isn't good news for everyone either. There are a lot of Christians out there who want to decide who's in and who's out, who's worthy of God's love and who isn't. There are a lot of Christians out there who want to limit God's love to certain kinds of people. And to the people that want to put boundaries on God's love and limit God's love, to them the fact that God's love has no limits, that God's love has no boundaries, that God's love has no exceptions, that's not good news to them. And so Jesus tells his disciples and tells us, you are to love one another as I have loved you. This isn't a suggestion. It's not a choice. Jesus' words are not a recommendation. They are a commandment. Jesus commands us to live out the same kind of love and service that he has for others. We are to give of ourselves just as he gave of himself. We are to love as he loved, with a love that is unthinkable, with a love that is incomprehensible, with a love that has no restrictions, no limits, no exceptions. Sisters and brothers, may God give us the strength and grace to offend and upset others by the way that we love. May we not stand in God's way. And when we do, may the Holy Spirit convict us and help us to repent and do different. And may God grant us the courage to continue to turn the world upside down by loving others as Jesus did. Amen.